get right into the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all want to shout some more?
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Tonight, I'm going to, see, can I finish this on a believing heart, a heart that believes. Faith, the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Then the Bible also says, all the promises of God in him is what? Yes and amen. And then God said, no word is void of power. And that's what he told Mary. One translation says, no word from God is void of power. Then Isaiah 55 and verse 11 says what? So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not. It shall not return to me what? Void. It shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. And it will never, the word of God will never, never, never return void. In no situation. I don't care what it is. Every promise of God in him is what? Yes and amen. And so what we have to learn, and that's what we're talking about, what we have to learn, that the word works every time and it works all the time when it enters the heart of a person, of the person that believes. When the word enter the heart, and that's why we feed on it. That's why we meditate on it. That's why we give it first place. That's why we act on what we hear, what it says. And you can't, now listen to this, you cannot separate God from his word. When you spend time reading the word, you just talk to God. You just spend some time with God. If we get the revelation, and what would you think? You pick up your Bible and you open up in your living room or your bedroom where God just spent this visit with you. That's what he did. When you open up and read, you say, well, the Lord just been here in my house. I just talked with the Lord. It's just like me coming over and you and sit down in your living room, your sitting room, wherever you want to call it, and I spend some time with you. That's how real, that's how real and how one God is with his word. And he gave us a copy of it. He wrote it down so we could read it. But he is in this word like whites on rice. More so. Did you get it? And so what you have to do, and this is so important, what you have to do is get it from here, because it goes through your ears, you have to hear it. But you got to get it from here to here in your heart. Amen. So that's what we're basically going to deal with tonight. So listen to this statement. Let's see. Listen to this. Proverbs 4:20. Now listen what it says. We read this, but let's look at it again. Let's revisit this again. Proverbs 4:20 says what? I can quote it, but let's turn there. Some of my read, but quoting it is not good enough. It's getting in your heart where it become your saying. It become what you say. Amen. You know, a parrot can say probably want a cracker. But really not the parrot saying. It's just what the parrot heard somebody else say. Amen. Amen. This, anyway, it says, my son, notice what God said. My son, do what? Attend to my word. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Why does he want you to incline your ear to his saying? So his saying can become your saying. Isn't that good? God said it, now I'm saying it. God said, I'm more than a conqueror. What you gonna say? God said, I'm a new creation. What are you gonna say? God said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. What are you going to say? So he said, in order to do that, you got to attend to his word until that word, what he said about you, become what you say about you. See, feeling, circumstances, situation, people, and things, they'll tell you a lot of other things about you. Well, you just, they might say you're ugly, pretty as you are. But you've got to say about yourself what God has said about you. Amen? Amen. Now, listen what Romans 5:8 says. I'm reading this from the King James. And like I said, we're just going to go through a few things, but I'm pretty sure we're going to wrap this up tonight on this particular thing. And even though there's much more, because you know it, I haven't given you all the scripture, but we want to give you enough so you can go back and study. Romans 5:8. What did I say, Romans? I mean, let's reverse it. Romans 8:5. I said 5:8. I got it. Just in the reverse. Let's reverse that and go Romans 8:5. Let's see what that says. It says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, who are earthly, natural, unspiritual minded person. Will always talk about the flesh, the world, natural thing. I can't see it. I don't know how it's going to happen. I feel bad. Anything go down, if they lay somebody off this job, I'll be the first one to get laid off. We just talk natural, unbelief. They looked at me wrong. I ain't never going to speak to them again. That's natural. Unspiritual. Amen. So he said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Always what please me. I would have had time to go to 1 Corinthians 3:1. I don't have time. I could go there and read that to you from the Message Bible. But I don't have time tonight because we got to travel this route. All right. He said, for they that are after flesh do mind things of the flesh, but they that are after what? The Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Amen. For they that are after flesh do mind things of the flesh, they after spirit do mind things of the spirit. All right. The word of God is speaking to you. Say that with me. The word of God is speaking to me.
The word of God is speaking to me.